It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Amazon has announced plans to open its first fulfillment center in El Paso. The new center, which is anticipated to launch sometime next year, will create over 700 full-time jobs. El Paso Mayor DeMargo says the city was ideal for the facility.
Amazon selected El Paso because of our strategic location and our proximity to three states, two countries. We are the largest binational, bicultural, bilingual workforce in the Western Hemisphere. And our advanced logistics ecosystem and ability to deliver speed to market and unparalleled accessibility sets us apart.
In the new 625,000 square foot fulfillment center, Amazon employees will work alongside robotics to pick, pack, and ship small items to customers such as books, electronics, and toys. The East El Paso site for the facility is located between Rojas and Interstate 10, and construction is underway. Starting pay for Amazon is said to be $15 an hour. Local businesses could be the key to revitalizing the Las Cruces Academy post-COVID-19. In depth, here's Madison Staten.
It doesn't have to be the next Microsoft. Economic development is getting people who are not gainfully engaged in the economy engaged.
Economist Michael Schumann has written multiple books on local economies, advised many cities on how to better support small businesses, and just recently presented his suggestions on rebooting the local economy to the Las Cruces City Council.
The locally owned entities generate 2 to 4 times the jobs and other economic development impacts. The reason is that the local business, because of its relationships, spends more of its money locally. If you want to reduce poverty, raise social equality, local businesses are your best ticket.
Schumann shared his 3 alternative rules for local prosperity. The first 2 are maximizing the diversity of businesses and the percentage of jobs in locally owned firms. His 3rd rule is to identify leaks in the economy. Schumann says an analysis is needed to understand where money is leaving Las Cruces, followed by policy initiatives to address the findings. Schumann gave examples of prospective ideas, including an investment tax credit for those who spend locally.
If they've spent a dollar on a local investment, they might get, say, 25, 30, 40 cents off their taxes. In New Brunswick, this has been an extremely effective way of mobilizing the population to put millions of dollars into local businesses.
Cultivating small businesses is especially important in a state like New Mexico, where the U.S. Small Business Administration reported they make approximately 99% of all businesses as of 2018. While small businesses might be one key to greater economic prosperity in Las Cruces post-COVID-19, these local entities have to survive the pandemic first. New Mexico State University economics professor Dr. Chris Erickson recently told KRWG how some small businesses have been utilizing CARES Act funds to stay afloat.
The way the CARES Act is working with small businesses is it's making loans to those small businesses through the SBA. Now, the SBA loans, in turn, are administered by private banks, and there's a fair amount of uncertainty as to how to qualify.
Councillor Joanna Bencomo stressed the importance of connecting business owners with the right people who can help them navigate the uncertainty of owning a business.
My parents are immigrants, and 5 years ago they became small business owners. And I just wonder how many other people are like that in our communities that just haven't had the support, that push, access to capital, access to information.
The city of Las Cruces has resources for small business owners, such as the Arrowhead Center for Business Development. But some counselors, including Gabe Vasquez, say there is more to be done. He says this isn't just an economic issue. It's also about social justice.
I think about the power of wealth-building opportunities in our local community being just as important as bringing economic-based dollars into our community, because in particular for the families here that could benefit from better high-paying jobs, the argument in terms of bringing new economic dollars to help support those jobs versus redistributing existing wealth in our community so that we have folks that are in lower tiers of the economy that actually have better opportunities.
Schumann agrees, underscoring that caring about society and attracting business are not mutually exclusive.
What I would argue is many of the forms of high social performance actually have strong economic development impact. So if you pay your workers more, well, that pumps up the local economic multiplier. If your business is buying more local goods and services, that too also is increasing the local economic multiplier. The point is that social progress and economic progress can and should be one and the same.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.